Marty, good to see you.
Good to be back. Thanks.
All right. We begin with some very important news. It's a business story, an agriculture story as well. And folks may not know this. Doña Ana County is the largest producer of pecans for a county in the entire country.
Yeah, I knew, like you and others here, that we're prolific, but I didn't know we were the largest.
Yeah, I mean, New Mexico, I think most people would know, one of the largest producers in the country, and it changes each year as far as a state. But now to know that Doña Ana County is the largest county production in the country, that's pretty neat.
Besides that, the pecans here have a really great reputation, and county extension agent Jeff Anderson is really touting Doña Ana County pecans. He said in this article, "We produce a very fine pecan. We have a great reputation for bug-free great pecans." Now, what he's referring to is there's a group called the Western Pecan Growers Association that is doing its best to monitor our pecans and make sure they don't get contaminated with the pecan weevil, which is native to parts of the eastern U.S. And there are problems in some eastern New Mexico counties where they will not allow those pecans that are grown in Lee, Curry, and Eddy counties to be processed here.
All right. Very interesting. And lots more information in your story. We'll look forward to reading that. Also, an interview with the new director of the Mesilla Valley Animal Shelter. And that's not the official name, but you have it.
Yeah, Animal Services Center. It's kind of a long title. We just call it the shelter, don't we? Clint Thacker, who came down from Salt Lake City and took over about a month ago. We did an interview with him, and he lists all the needs that he's seen, from simple things like repainting, you know, the entryway, but to more complex issues as well, and what he sees the needs for the shelter and what he hopes to get accomplished during his time here. And he does mention the no-kill initiative, which now he's calling the 0-7 initiative, which is kind of a new way of looking at no-kill policies.
Okay, believe it or not, it's time to vote again. That's right. Tomorrow, early voting begins in the Las Cruces Public Schools school bond election.
Early and absentee voting will be held from Friday, January 12th, through Friday, February 2nd, at the Doña Ana County Government Center. That's 845 Motel Boulevard. And the actual voting day is Tuesday, February 6th. And we have a story that kind of serves as a primer for what the school bond election is all about, what projects they hope, if this does pass, what they hope to fund. And they really break it down in dollar amounts and specifics on projects. And we have a box that shows where the convenience centers are located on election day.
All right. In business news, some parents may like this if they don't want to put a trampoline in their backyard.
That's true. We were talking about that. And we see that a lot these days.
We do.
There is a new business called Rock and Jump. It's on Solano. It's the 800 block of East Solano, east side of Solano Drive. And it is basically an indoor trampoline park. And they have, obviously, they're catering to younger folks. And they did really well just before school started again. So they're going to see how all that plays out. But this is a chance for parents to bring their kids and maybe not have to buy a set. And it's also they do have a policy of keeping the area safe, and parents have to sign a waiver all that.
Good to know. Only got about 30 seconds, and there's a new healthy Mexican cookbook.
Kelly Coffeen, who's a Las Cruces author, is now out with her sixth book on Tex-Mex, Mexican Southwestern recipes that are low in fat, carbs, and sugar. And I think a lot of us would like some of those recipes. We love our Mexican food.
Absolutely. And it can be healthy, too. That's great.
Yep.
Marty, thank you so much. Marty Racine is the managing editor of The Bulletin. Thanks, Marty.
Thank you.